Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. The phones are open here if you want to join us. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, we've got Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on our sites. We give them away, and you enjoy them for free at freetalklive.com. Conan, you and I, we had the same show prep here tonight. Usually that's an indicator that we should talk about that thing first.
Absolutely. I think this is getting around for sure.
And it's making headlines.
I am so surprised. Early this morning, I saw a couple of articles, like one from the actual location, the community. And I was like, all right, well, this is going to get swept under the rug.
That's what I figured.
This doesn't help the narrative,
right?
the gun-grabbing narrative, but I'm very happy that I just did a Google search and everyone's
out there.
This guy is a hero. There was an incident.
Yep.
It could have well, because there was more than three, and, mm-hmm. and the rules are, the statistics say three shootings in an incident equate to a mass shooting. This was one, but it could have been real bad. So three were killed, sadly. Two were injured.
A shopping mall.
This guy got taken out like within 10 seconds.
Was it that fast? Wow.
Because there was a guy who was just going around doing his thing, and he happened to be carrying.
So, I don't know how you pronounce this guy's name.
I'm just going to call him Eli.
Yeah, it's spelled E-L-I-S-J-S-H-A.
It's very strange. I'm going to call. From now on, I'm referring to him as Babyface Eli.
It sounds like Elijah.
It does.
Elijah Dickin, 22 years old, and he does look very young, very kind of Kyle Rittenhouse age.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he was in the mall, and he was armed, and he took this shooter down, apparently from, was it 40 yards away?
I don't know. The guy had hardly walked out. He walked out of the bathroom, got mm-hmm. a couple of shots off, and I think 20 shots, and bam, he was down for the count. Greenwood, on Sunday, a lone gunman entered the Greenwood Park Mall food court armed with two rifles and a pistol and opened fire in about 100 rounds of ammo.
What was the state?
Indiana.
Okay. Indianapolis. Indiana.
After hearing the gunfire, according to police, Eli Dickin, 22, of Seymour, Indiana, fired the handgun he was carrying and attempted to stop the shooter. His gunfire hit the gunman and killed him, according to police. Dickin gave permission for authorities to release his name, age, and hometown, but has declined to speak publicly about the shooting as he continued to proceed. Process what has occurred, and that's probably good for him, especially after what happened to our man with the our other baby face hero of the day.
Who's that?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
I don't know if I call him a hero. I mean, he didn't stop anything except attacks on himself.
Well, he was trying to be a hero from the get-go, you know, putting out fires and breaking up incidents, more mass rioting. Just being a presence. So maybe not. I mean, and of course,
heroes don't generally go looking for problems to solve. They just respond to them as they come up.
Well, and that's why I think the term Samaritan is getting thrown around loosely all day, and some have come out and says, nah, this guy was not a Samaritan. You couldn't call Kyle Rittenhouse a Samaritan because, like you said, he was
just protecting himself,
really. But I mean, the question is Dickin, is Eli Dickin, is he?
It sounds like he's a hero for sure.
Yeah.
He shot apparently 10 rounds at the shooter, 7 of which hit at 40 yards.
Oh,
yeah. I just confirmed that. 40 yards is 3 foot per yard, right?
This guy,
120 feet away.
22-year-old.
With a handgun.
Not military, not prior military, not prior
just
police.
Somebody with some practice.
Just some dude who says he was trained by either his dad or his granddad.
Yeah, apparently he put himself up against like a column. To steady himself a little bit more, because they say somebody points out here in an online forum that when they go to the range, they're usually shooting. When they're training on handguns, they're shooting 25 to 30 feet away,
right?
And they might do some long range practice, but never 40 yards away. I mean, that's rifle territory, and this guy did it with a handgun. I mean, that is an impressive
shot. It is.
Under
pressure, right?
All you police, you dog shooters, unloading 100 rounds into a parked vehicle, mm-hmm. what they need to do, you need to stop what you're doing, you need to take tomorrow off, and you need to all watch this surveillance footage.
Is there footage of it?
And, well, I'm sure the police have access to it.
Yeah.
And there are pictures of the shooter, so that some of the images have been released. Mm-hmm. 4chan's got those images, of course. But, you need to all sit down and you need to watch whatever happened because you need to learn from this, for sure. According to the Greenwood Police Chief James Isund, Dickin was shopping at the mall with his girlfriend. At 5:57 p.m., less than 2 minutes after the gunfire began, Dickin engaged with the gunman. Quote, I will say his actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun, Isund said. He was very tactically sound, and as he moved to close in on the subject, he was also motioning for people to exit behind him. He had no police training and no military background.
Well, thank goodness. If he had police training, he would have missed 7
yes.
out of 10 instead
yes.
of
wildly into a crowd or something.
There would have been more casualties. Isund said Dixon's first shot at the gunman was from 40 to 50 yards away, and it appeared the very first shot hit the gunman.
Amazing.
Dickin was able to hit the gunman with additional rounds as well.
Is he dead? Is the gunman
dead? Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 bullets will do that
most of the time.
Well, I think this is 9mm, so if you're not hitting vital organs, then, yeah, you could walk away from that. Well, crawl away from that anyways. Dickin was carrying a 9mm Glock, according to Isund. After confirming the shooter was no longer a threat, Dickin approached mall security and cooperated with officers, according to Isund. He was handcuffed and questioned by officers, but released upon verification of his actions via surveillance video.
All right.
In Indiana, beginning July 1st, guess what? It just happened. Carrying a handgun no longer required a permit.
July 1st.
How do you like that?
I'd heard it had happened recently.
By the way, there are tweeters out there, gun-grabbing tweeters, mm-hmm. who are complaining that he was in a gun-free zone.
Well, that's one of the more interesting aspects of this case, is he was in a corporate mall. I believe it's the Simon Mall. That's one of the biggest mall owners in the country. And they have a no-guns policy, which he violated.
Yeah, we'll see where this goes. We'll see if this mall is willing to put themselves in the spotlight.
And remove that policy?
Well, not remove the policy, but actually make wind of this incident.
What do you mean by that?
Create an incident, their own incident, calling this guy out.
It'd be
hero.
Stupid.
It would be the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, we'll see. We do live in a clown world.
And they have attorneys and stuff like that who will keep them from doing anything that stupid, I think.
But anyways,
issued a statement.
Even if July 1st didn't happen, according to Isund, Dickin did not have a permit for his handgun, but due to the passage of the constitutional carry bill in Indiana, he was legally carrying the weapon. What do the mall say?
Simon Property Group, according to AP News story about this, they issued a statement Monday saying it grieves for the victims and praised Dickin's actions as, quote, heroic actions.
Mm.
It didn't mention its no weapons policy, and its operator, the Simon Property Group, didn't respond to a request for comment. So as far as they're concerned, they put out their statement, and they downplayed their no weapons policy.
Wow.
Now, whether they change that policy or not is another question, but this really just goes to remind gun owners out there that just because a place says no guns, I get it, it's private property and everything, but if you're concealed carrying, it's none of their damn business what you have in the small of your back.
Right.
It's your life, and I don't think there's anything wrong with keeping your weapon about you in these places.
Do it, and just go to your state and figure out whether your state is an ask, whether a cop can ask you if you're carrying or not, or whether you have to tell him while he approaches you. And by the way, I think New Hampshire is you don't have to tell him, even if they ask.
Well, the worst case in this situation is Simon says, you're banned from our mall, son.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst case here. It's not a crime.
Who's even going to malls? Where are these? Where are malls?
It's amazing to me that anybody goes to a mall.
Where do they even exist? Unless they have other, you know, big shopping centers, you know, in the vicinity.
There's still some of them. Somehow they're still in business. They're getting desperate. They're starting to take on anybody who can, like, fog a mirror and has, $1,000.
You know, I think Amazon is actually buying them up, turning them into warehouses.
Mm.
Or maybe the warehouse / like storefronts. I don't know. I heard about that a year ago. I don't know where that's gone. The chief of police continues, I am 100% certain that many more people would have died last night if it wasn't for his heroism.
Yep.
So,
wow. It's an amazing story.
Yeah.
And also, as you point out, amazing the press is even doing anything with this beyond Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
Obviously, it's going to get some coverage there, but the fact that AP or anywhere else is even reporting on this is pretty amazing. If you want to share your thoughts, you can join us, 603-283-61.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join us. Talking about the hero in Indianapolis at a mall, shopping mall, where a lunatic started shooting and apparently didn't get much further than a few seconds of shooting.
Let's be very clear here. A gun-free mall.
Yes. But the individual who heroically saved the day, I mean, three people were killed, but he probably prevented dozens more from being wounded and or killed.
That guy had at least another 80 rounds to go.
Wow.
How did the shooter get in there with rifles in the first place? You said he came out of the bathroom?
He was in the bathroom for up to an hour, prepping, I guess.
Assembling things or whatever.
How did they not notice him walk in with two rifles?
Maybe he had them dissembled.
Yep.
Ah, okay.
In a backpack. So, yeah, two rifles and a handgun, and took him a little while to figure him out.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely no security at a mall, right? So you just walk in and...
And of course, as Ian mentioned in the last segment, the mall did come out and they
lauded the man, yep, and ignored the fact they are a gun-free zone, ignored their weapons restriction policy.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see where that transforms, mm-hmm, into the next few weeks, whether they fall back, maybe take their stupid gun-free signs down.
I don't think they'll do that, but it sounds like it's a permission to cheat, basically. Like, yeah. I mean, if you have a concealed weapon and you need that concealed weapon inside their properties, they're not going to seek any action against you for using it.
Well, here's a question for you listeners out there. How many of you work for something, I don't know, like Uber, or you're a bus driver or whatnot, and you aren't allowed via your job description to carry? And you do,
because you do it anyways,
and you end up having to use it one day,
mm-hmm,
and you get fired.
Fine. And you're still alive.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, if anyone out there can relate and has a telling story, yeah, that involves being removed from your position, or did your employer was your employer like, hey, you know what? Just thank God you had a gun, and I know it's against the rules. I know you know we don't allow it and all, but you saved all the passengers on the bus because you were carrying.
Or you were working
in a store, yeah, and you were carrying, and you saved a whole lot of people, right, even though you broke the rules.
Sure. Well, which leads to, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, as somebody saying, well, you libertarians, you're always talking about property rights and respecting property rights, and here you are saying that it's okay to go ahead and break this private property's rules, and I think all three of us agree on this, right? Like, we don't disagree? It's okay what he did?
That's a really good question.
I mean, it worked out. I don't know if I would say it's okay, but I mean, it worked out in this occasion.
Typically, our response is, the libertarian response is, well, I'm not going to your stupid mall. I'm not going to your stupid movie theater. I'm not going to your restaurant or your gas station.
But, his girlfriend wanted to go to the mall. I think his girlfriend was there or something like that. And, she had some shopping to do. She wanted to go to the Gap or whatever. They wanted to go see a movie. And he decided to carry his gun with him and break the private property owner's rule.
It is a violation of the private property.
That's what, smoke in their public restroom, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he broke their rules, right? And that's not right. He should respect their property. It worked out in this occasion. I'm not saying it's not. It's a good thing that he broke the rules, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because the other people are going to break the rules as well.
Or maybe bad rules are worth breaking. It's kind of a Jeffersonian.
If you outlaw guns, then only outlaws will have guns, right? And that's sort of what would have happened here. If you don't allow guns on your property, then the only people who will have guns on your property are the ones who are willing to break the
laws. So this is a similar conversation to this one happened during the whole COVID crackdown insanity. Some people were trying to hold us to the same level of account of saying, oh, you libertarians, you always say private property rules, and now you're just not wearing masks into places that say masks are required.
Well, I didn't.
You wouldn't even go into those places?
I went 2 years without going anywhere.
That's amazing. I had no problem doing it. And here's my rationale for it is, if it's really a rule, then come talk to me about it.
Right.
Okay? If it's really a problem, you, manager, or whoever's in charge of the store, you will come talk to me as the customer who's breaking the rule, and you'll explain to me that it's important that I not be here because I'm not wearing a mask or open carrying a gun or something like that, and then I will respect your request because it has been communicated effectively to me at that point. Because sometimes signs on the doors are strong suggestions. In the case of the COVID thing, we who were going to these places... we knew there was a way to get out of it.
Right.
We knew that all you had to do is utter the magic words and say, I have a medical exemption. In my case, I actually do have a note from a doctor, but you didn't need to show that, and they shouldn't ask you to show that.
And does it say, is it a picture of the Constitution?
No, it's an actual note from a doctor.
Or I need this amount of oxygen to survive, and this is violating my...
It's not their right to know the reasons, but anyway, you know, okay, fine. If you really don't want my business, just come tell me about it. I'll turn around, and I'll leave the store.
Concealed carry is different, though. They can look at you and tell that you're not wearing a mask. They can't look at you and tell that you're concealed carrying.
They can tell if you're open carrying, and that may get you the response that I'm talking about.
Well, if you open carry into a mall, you're probably not getting far.
Can I tell you, kind of change of subject, could I tell you one rule that gets broken in the grocery store like every day on in there that pisses me off no end?
Okay.
The people bring in their dogs in there with them, and they're not service animals. Mm. They're just straight up a dog in the shopping basket.
Why does this make you angry?
My dog just went. My dog would never piddle on anything. Mm-hmm. I was in Home Depot a couple of months ago, and I swear to God, this dog pissed. Marked a little mark its territory piss, not a full out stream. It went down an aisle while the customer was looking off in the distance, looking at something else.
They didn't even have control of the dog.
It was on a leash, but the dog pissed on every single pallet with merchandise on these pallets.
How long was this leash? The customer wasn't walking with the dog.
The customer was walking with the dog.
So
not
they were
even
standing right there, noticing the dog peeing.
I don't think they noticed, or maybe they did. Maybe it's the same kind of human being that will allow their dogs to piss on your mailbox.
Were you planning on purchasing any of this merchandise?
This is all wrapped up. They hadn't unloaded it yet. They still had the plastic on it.
Hold on. So
what do you care?
Hold on. There might be something on there.
You didn't have to clean it up.
And I've worked in a grocery store before, and I've had to clean up after animals. No, forget it. And especially grocery stores where there's food.
Yeah.
And you've got these nasty mongrels. Some of them even not even on leashes, up in the shopping basket. And here I am. You got these numbskulls that are all about. You got to wipe everything down. You got to sanitize. You got to wear your mask. And meanwhile, they're the same people who've got their nasty mongrels in there with them.
I don't know about dogs in the shopping carts. I've never seen that. But
I see puppies in shopping carts all the time.
Even before I had a dog, which I've never taken to a grocery store, I never took any issue with people walking their dogs with them. It's a member of their family.
Don't do it with me, and don't tell me about it. There are stores like the steak and pet foods, or the pet food stores. It's like, dogs are welcome in here. It's like, all right, hey, I got a problem with
it. They're also welcome at Home Depot.
Yeah. This is where the dog was pissing on every single pallet that he was walking by.
Walmart's got a guy right up front. If they didn't want the dog, they could say something.
And that goes to your point about if it's really a rule, the guy would actually say something. Yeah. Or you'll go get the manager, and they don't. So it's not really a rule.
Do they have a sign on the door at Walmart?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. No, I think it's service animals only or something like that. And people just say, "Oh, it's a service animal." It's my stress dog. Yeah, exactly. It's my stress dog.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about dogs peeing in grocery stores or shooting people in malls, it's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are expected to spend a record-tying $37 billion on back-to-school supplies this year. The National Retail Federation says that'll match last year's record high. The group's annual survey showing families with children in grades K through 12 plan to spend an average of $864 on school items.
Multiple Democratic lawmakers are among those arrested at a pro-abortion rally outside the Capitol. Those taken into custody by police were Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Veronica Escobar, Ayanna Pressley, Jackie Speier, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Capitol Police reporting a total of 16 lawmakers were arrested. Stocks closing sharply higher on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 754 points today. This is USA Radio News. A group of Russian hackers is at it again.
The Russian hackers Cozy Bear, who breached dozens of U.S. government agencies in 2020, including the SolarWinds incident, are using high-tech techniques involving Google Drive and Dropbox to break into diplomatic offices. The Russian state-sponsored hacking group attacked Brazil and Portugal in May using Dropbox or Google Drive storage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The BA.5 subvariant of Omicron keeps spreading across the United States very quickly. So much so, the CDC estimates it accounts for about 78% of circulating variants for the week that finished up last Saturday. BA.5 is known to reinfect those who previously got the virus, along with those who are vaccinated. The next most prevalent variant, known as BA.4, only makes up about 13% of nationwide cases. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Your thoughts welcome on private property rules. What are the real rules, and what are just suggestions?
Yeah, yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
So you can take control of the airwaves. We got other things that we definitely want to cover tonight. But we're in the midst of a discussion that was sparked by this hero. A 22-year-old young guy in Indianapolis was at the mall with his girlfriend. Some lunatic brings in what was the shooter using? The crazy person.
An AR-style long gun.
Okay. They brought in some sort of a rifle, assembled it or something while they were in the bathroom for an hour, like snuck it into their backpack, brought it in to the mall, came out and started shooting, and within seconds, apparently, the 22-year-old guy, apparently the shooter was 20, the 22-year-old guy braces himself up against the, you know, some sort of a support column and fired 10 shots now at this shooter, connected 7 hits at a distance of 40 yards away, 120 feet away. This is very, very long-distance shooting for somebody with a handgun. Generally, you want to have a rifle yourself if you're going to be shooting that far. But dude hit 7 out of 10 mm-hmm. shots and took this guy down.
It's damn impressive.
Yeah, pretty awesome stuff. And he's just a young guy. He hasn't been to the military.
No,
he's
training.
Not a cop or anything like that. And
he just grew up in a family where he got sat down.
Yep.
By one of his elders,
taken to the range,
and taught how to take care, how to prevent yourself from shooting yourself in the leg, and
he was responsibly carrying a weapon.
concealed in Indianapolis, where apparently
without a permit,
which now is legal. Apparently, they have concealed carry without a permit there
this month for
as
the
of
first.
July 1st. So just in time, this guy started exercising his rights as soon as he could and was able to save probably, you know, another dozen or so people from being killed.
Absolutely.
In this particular incident.
And I would say overwhelmingly the response that I see has been very positive, and I think a lot of people are waking up to this, to these good Samaritans, these heroes, and the reason why the gun grabbers are wrong. Here's a prime example. Tweet from the Bloomington traffic anchor, Murrow award winning journalist Justin Kohler was flabbergasted by the chief's framing, calling him a hero, of course, calling him a Samaritan. He expressed his dismay in a tweet. The term Good Samaritan came from a Bible passage of a man from Samaria who stopped on the side of the road to help a man. I cannot believe we live in a world where the term could equally apply to someone killing someone. My God!
Killing a murderer!
I know, right?
In the act of committing murder. Mass murder.
What else would a Good Samaritan do in that stop to tend the wounds of the dying? It's very similar to the Buddhist parable of the guy who gets shot by an arrow. And he wants, you know, he wants his general or whatever to chase down the guy who shot him and get revenge. And he's like, well, I could do that, or I could remove the arrow.
And help you out. Yeah.
He followed the tweet up with, it's against the Simon Mall's code of conduct for anyone to carry a weapon inside the mall. However, Greenwood police are thankful that the man was.
Well, he didn't violate any laws.
By the way, we have some comments in our own YouTube comments where someone made the exact same argument. Really? I don't know if they're trolling.
There's a lot of trolling.
I hope that they are.
You can't
but they made the same
YouTube chat,
the same argument that this hero, this Samaritan, needs to be prosecuted
for what?
Because they were in a gun-free zone.
No, it was just private property with a rule. That's the thing. Private property, the worst that Simon Malls can do is make a public statement to say, while we appreciate that the young man saved our customers' lives, we're banning him for life from all Simon Malls properties, which they're not going to do.
Right, right.
Because it would be incredibly
stupid. You would lose. This is Indiana we're talking about. You'd lose half of your customer base, probably.
It'd be terrible, customer relations. Terrible public relations, so they're not going
to
do that.
It's also not against the law to violate someone's private property rules.
Correct.
They have to ask you to leave.
That's it.
And then the police can no trespass you and all of that stuff.
If you don't leave.
Yeah, and then you're breaking the law, but the law you're breaking in that case is trespassing. You don't have to respect my private property rules in order to come onto my private property. The extent of what I can do is ask you to leave.
And I think in most jurisdictions, well, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what it is here in New Hampshire, but if someone's trespassing, I don't think you can just start shooting them or...
You have to tell them to leave.
Have them arrested and or start throwing rocks at them. You have to go ask them.
If you have a trespasser, you have to ask them to leave. A person who's authorized by the owner of the property, so a manager or whoever's in charge, can ask that person to leave. And if they do not leave, then the police can be brought in.
Right.
And the police, if they're good cops, you know, or better cops, will give the person a chance to leave. And then they'll arrest them.
But still, back to your original questions, devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
We libertarians believe in private property, and so is it right to, you know, break bad laws? Is it right to go
on?
Well,
it's not a law.
I mean, say for example, you have a law in this house that you don't want to certain you want that we must take our shoes off at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This should be a rule, not a law.
And I'm like, man, I'm not taking my shoes off.
Well, then it's up to me to make the decision to talk to you about it
and
enforce that rule.
But I knew before coming here this evening that was the rule, and I just was going to be a douche about it and just come stomping right up in here with muddy shoes, knowing the rules. But I mean,
was that Dave Chappelle skit with the couch and the muddy shoes? I can't remember now.
the rapper, not the rapper, but the singer.
Rick James.
Rick James.
Yeah, that was
Rick
James.
That's just it. I'm the manager of the property, and I'm going to talk to you about it.
But I already know what the rules are before coming here, and I blatantly violate the rules.
Then you're getting kicked off the property if it's an important rule.
And insist on calling myself a libertarian to boot. I guess I'm not, right? But what if it's something more serious like this gun rules?
Yeah.
It's a gun-free zone, and the pictures, the chat room says that there's actual signs on the on the mall doors that have very obviously gun-free posters.
I would not take your libertarian card away from you for showing up and without following the rules, the only issue I would have would be is if I told you personally
right.
about it, and then you continued to violate, I would then tell you you are not welcome back here.
I'm going to equate this walking into your house with shoes on, and I know that it's the rule against. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there's not a rule. Maybe it's just suggested, and I would be a bad human being if I walked into Ian's house without the shoes on. Because I'm Rick James, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The shopping cart scenario. The people who don't take the shopping cart back.
There's not even a sign that says you have to take it
there
back.
There is none.
You're talking about to the pen? Where they
to
have
the
pens?
I don't need the sign to know, in order to be a good human being,
sometimes
I need to take the stupid shopping cart back.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. If it's close enough, fine, I'll do it. But if it's a couple aisles away or whatever, I'm just going to leave the cart where it's at. And I say this as someone who has collected carts in I worked for Kmart in Florida.
I have as well.
It didn't bother me.
Because you're getting, it's job security.
Yeah, I just get to go further and I get to spend more time outside the store and collect more carts.
It's
I didn't
job
give a
security.
Damn.
I always return my cart, but I mean, there's no sign. There's no request. They literally have people who are hired to do that. It's just a courtesy.
But then we start getting into the realms of socialism. The reason why
shopping carts to socialism,
The reason why this guy is a good Samaritan is because he went out of his way to help people in need. Whereas
his life was threatened too. Let's not
overlook
that.
Right there.
The other option is socialism, where you know what? No, I'm not getting involved in this. This is the cops' job, job security for the cops. I'm just going to wait and allow the cops to do their job.
I don't know if you could say that's socialism per se. That's just an authoritarian state. I mean, it could be socialist, it could be fascist.
Socialism is relying on the government taking care of all of your services, whether it be we haven't gotten there yet,
well, certainly they will ban guns under socialism. So yeah, you better believe that you'll be disarmed.
But that's where we're at in this country. It's the shopping cart scenario where more and more people when they go out and to do their thing. They're like, nah, I'm not doing any of that because there's a service that I pay taxes for that already provide that service. I'm not going to home. Why would I homeschool my kids? There's already a government indoctrination camp over there across the street that I can take my kids to, a daycare system.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Somebody in the Twitch chat is claiming that there is a law saying that if a private property has a no-gun sign and you carry, that's a breaking of the law. Well, the cops have discretion to not enforce the law. More
correct.
Coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Here on Free Talk Live, we're talking about private property rights and rules and whether it's okay to break those rules in certain circumstances.
Yeah, I would say if it's a law and it's a bad law, you are, in my book, required to break it.
As a good person, you're obligated.
As a good person, you're obligated.
Yeah, that's true.
Our founders said the same.
Now,
but now if it's a rule, it's a private property mm-hmm. rule. And we're on tricky ice right here. Where is when do you break those rules? Obviously, this guy, he was right to break that rule.
Absolutely, saved lives by breaking that rule. I'm not saying flaunt it, right? I'm not saying open carry into a place that has a rule against guns necessarily. So if there's a way that you can break a rule like that, like by concealed carrying, to where it's not obvious that you're breaking that rule, then you're not going to get talked to about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, you should go relatively unmolested and undetected unless something actually happens where you do need to draw that gun, in which case you'll be damn glad that you did it, as will everyone around you, as this circumstance points out.
To back up what the Twitch chatter said about this being illegal in Indiana, he may be correct because when Mississippi passed its constitutional concealed carry, It did include within the law something that allowed property owners to put up just the simple sign that said, you know, you couldn't carry a gun within their premises or mm-hmm. whatever. And that did make it illegal for people to do
really?
So.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they didn't enforce it.
Yeah. They didn't enforce it in Mississippi either. Because, I mean, how do you know if someone's concealed carrying in the first place?
Well,
right?
they knew in this case,
right.
And they could have charged him if this was actually a violation of the law, but
right.
they didn't. And
can you
this
imagine
case,
arresting and charging this guy? Hey, you, how dare you save these people's lives?
That probably would have happened if it was New York City.
Think of what they were trying to throw at Kyle Rittenhouse, of him crossing state lines mm. and the whole nine, and him being underage and the whole nine. They were trying to throw the book at him and get anything to stick. So, yeah, I absolutely believe.
I don't want to compare Cal Rittenhouse to this guy, though.
I think there are some similarities, especially with the age and the fact that they were, well, Kyle really, well, was Kyle in a gun-free zone? Everyone else was seen to be carrying. Maybe that would be a good question to ask.
I don't think that factored into that case.
Cal wanted to be a cop. I mean, that was his whole thing there. He wanted to be a cop, and he successfully, you know, policed
Eli probably wants to be, too. He looks kind of copish, kind of like cop-like
material.
He
was just there with his girlfriend, though. He wasn't there to police them all. He wasn't moonlighting as a unpaid security guard or anything like Cal Rittenhouse was doing that night. He was just there.
Yeah, the circumstances are pretty different. Let's go to your calls. You can bring up whatever you want. Dave Ridley is on the line here, calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ridley.
Hey, guys. I have a Lily Tang Williams update.
Tang Williams is the lady who escaped from Red China, made the move to the United States, managed to get the hell out of that socialist, communist hellhole, and has made a better life for herself here and became a libertarian, migrating to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And she's now running for, I think, a U.S. representative against a bunch of other Republicans in a primary.
Yes, Congress in your district, I guess it's District 2 in New Hampshire, in the imperial race for the imperial Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And she there was an article in the King Sentinel, you know, maybe about a week ago, on that race. And so guess who they didn't mention?
Lily Tang Williams.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So it's,
they don't mention us either unless we write our own letters to the editor and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Or have us, if a bunch of us libertarians are running, the local talk show who always has all of the candidates on will never have us on because
they won't. They don't do profiles for primaries anymore. I think they did it one time. The local newspaper will not profile primary local candidates. They just let the primary happen.
You get primaried out, and then they make a big deal about all of these everyone coming back basically to win back their seats. To regain mm-hmm. their seats, it's a real you know what show.
It's a scam.
Oh, and not to mention it's close to $30,000 to have a stupid election here. And just in our little population of 20,000.
And that still makes me so happy because it was me running for mayor last year that single handedly caused Keene to spend that money on that primary.
Thanks, Arya.
You're welcome. Your tax dollars hard at work, man.
I know.
So what's up, Dave? What about it?
Well, I'm glad they ran the article because that gives me an excuse to call, at least an excuse to talk about her. I didn't have anything to call about today otherwise.
Did you call the local station that I'm talking about, call Dan, and mention exactly what you just said, that they refused to our local paper that covers basically everything Keene-related, refused to cover our potential congressperson?
Yeah, I already called the local station about it. Dan wasn't hosting that show that day. But, yeah, I did get on the air about that.
And did you notice, what was the response? Oh, well.
Pretty positive. They had a pair of substitute hosts or new hosts, for all I know. I'd never heard these guys on before. But, yeah, they were very receptive and wanted to talk and everything. I don't remember everything they said, but, we just talked about the race.
Probably only respectful because they knew that it doesn't really matter. If Lily had an opportunity to actually win this race, that's when they come out of the woodworks and they start talking about how we're trying to destroy their sacred state and their democracy. Look at these well poisoners coming into our state.
Chinese spy. Hey, thanks, Dave, for the call tonight, man. Appreciate
it. So Lily is running as a libertarian?
No, she's running as a Republican.
Oh.
But she is.
And they didn't mention her?
Apparently not.
That's bizarre.
Because she's anti-commie.
Just like in the same way they didn't talk about Ron Paul when he ran and got third place or whatever, second place in the vote on Fox News, and they just left the third place guy out.
They sure did, man.
She is super, super pro-gun, and she's super anti-communist.
I'm familiar with that. I just wasn't sure what party banner she was running under.
Yeah, she's an interesting character. Another interesting character, another free stater running for
anti-lizard. Anti-lizard. At Kaufman.
Oh, for
Senate, though, right?
He's interesting as well. In fact, he's got a cool bunch of ads that he's been doing, but he's actually running as a libertarian. I was going to tell you about Bruce Fenton, who's running for U.S. Senate.
Isn't he a dealership guy?
No. You think of the car dealership chain out here.
Yeah.
There is a Fenton.
No relation.
No relation.
Okay.
This guy is a free stater. He moved here as part of the Free State Project. He moved up from the Boston area. He's the creator of the cryptocurrency called Ravencoin. So he's a real doer, mover, and a shaker in the world of crypto. And he put 85 Bitcoin of his own Bitcoin into this race.
Wow. Wow.
So he's self-funding his campaign. I don't know if he's asking for donations, because I don't think he needs them, but he's put a few million dollars worth of Bitcoin into this race, and the media is actually covering him, which is interesting. They're actually interviewing him.
He's paying for space, probably.
I don't know.
Running as a Libertarian?
No, he's running as a Republican for U.S. Senate. So if he gets through the primary, he will be up against Jeremy Kaufman, the Libertarian candidate. So that'll be interesting if that comes to pass.
That's good news. That gives it, Libertarian.
That's great, but I don't want them running against each other. I
do. I want a Libertarian. I want a Republican. I want a Democrat. I want them all to be free staters.
Yeah.
That's the ideal situation.
Oh, in that case...
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. We're not there yet, but, we got...
I mean, 2 out of 3 is pretty good.
It's pretty good. And we're not there yet because he's still got to beat, a huge field of Republican opponents, many of which have big names and big money behind him.
Yeah, but they don't have the big signs that he has throughout Cheshire County.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what people go by. They're going to go in there and they're going to vote for the name that they're most familiar with, and that's going to be Fenton. I noticed the signs, and I never heard of the guy.
He was in a debate where he just cleaned their clocks. They let him into a debate with some of these guys, and he just went off on these Republican authoritarians. I have not seen the whole debate. I just saw some clips, and they were pretty amazing. But the reason I brought him up is because he did a filibuster event in the last 36 hours or so, where he was trying to beat the world record for the longest filibuster. For listeners that don't know, that's when a senator gets up and they just talk and talk and talk and they stay there and they can, pass the baton to other senators to keep it going or whatever, and then that stops the thing from happening. It stops a vote from occurring in the U.S. Senate. And so I guess the previous record was set in the, 1950s or something. I don't have the statistic in front of me, but it was only 24 hours.
This whole system is stupid.
It is. So he wanted to do his own filibuster, even though he's not a senator yet, just to see if he could go longer than the longest one. And he set up an event. I guess he rented a hotel room, and he had, a whole area that he had set up and a podium. And he was taking questions from people online and just answering people's questions and having phone conversations with people. And apparently he went for well over 24 hours. I don't know if he stopped. He may still be going, but this morning he was at 30 hours, I think, or something like that. So Bruce Fenton has now set the new record for longest filibuster, even though he technically isn't a senator yet.
Good for him.
So I guess he was just kind of showing that
he's got what it takes.
Showing his stuff.
Yeah. All right, so there's more coming up here, and you can join us, 603-283-6160. Hour number 2 is on the way. Whether you want to talk about private property rights, malls and such, banning guns and people violating those restrictions and saving lives in the case of Indianapolis, you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. Like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.